Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Wednesday episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown. If you have questions, you can submit those questions and answers with the Elohim. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi. It's Lauren, Forks, Washington.
Good evening, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Life is good. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Welcome to the call, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello. Thank you.
And if you joined in through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome to this gathering with questions and answers with the Elohim. You can submit a question to the email of questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Phyllis again.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi,
welcome
Phyllis
back.
Again.
Hi, guys.
And someone else joined in after Phyllis. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi. It's Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everyone.
Hello,
hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer. Good evening.
Hello. Thanks, Lauren.
questions@intelligent-infinity.com, where you can submit a question, and then we'll go through the questions during the call. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hello, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this show on BBS, it's a simulcast with a conference call, and right after this show, which is 7 p.m. Pacific time, we go over to another conference, only accessible by phone. It is our daily whole planet healing gathering, intentions, whatever you call it. We get together, we mingle, and then Win reads usually an excerpt, or he plays a recording from a channeling, and whereafter he puts global issues into the love light. Also, if you want to put personal issues in, of course, you can do that. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Hive. It's Raiden in Sedona. Positive greeting.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
Hello, Raiden.
Hello.
And you can find the phone number for the Whole Planet Healing call at wholeplanethealing.com. And if you have pen and paper ready, you can make a note. It is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250513#. I welcome the next caller. Good evening. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin, Texas.
Good evening, Roger. Welcome.
Good evening, Heiss.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Hi, hi, hi.
And two more people joined in. Welcome to you, folks. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from
Hello, Debbie. Good evening. Welcome.
Oh, hi.
Hi, hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, buddy. Hi, honey.
Hi, Prudy.
And hello,
hi.
Prudy.
Hi.
Prudy.
Hello, Prudy. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Wanda.
Hello.
Debbie.
Hello. I think I cut over somebody who knew who came in, so I'm sorry.
You came in together.
I know, but I don't know if they were able to announce themselves, so.
This is Prudy.
Oh, Prudy. Hi, Prudy. Sorry, sweetheart. I stepped on your big toe. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
Her toes are strong. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say it in my location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Janine.
Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Guess who isn't here? 5 minutes late after his shift started. I can see him hanging on the bar. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hang on one second. Hi, so this is Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Hi, Mary Eileen. Welcome to you.
Mary Eileen.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, hang on.
Someone else, your name. Good evening to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Cincinnati.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Do I hit Terry?
Hi, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
I'm not sure if it was Terry, though.
Sounded like her.
I thought that too. I'm going to close this line. Oh, I think it's Morgan. Yeah, go to the hospital. All right. If you just joined in through VBS Radio Online, good evening to you. Welcome. We hope to start soon. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Positive greeting.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi. Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, everyone.
Hello?
Hello.
Well, finally, we're all bored with each other.
Very
what an accomplishment. Right. What an accomplishment.
The pregnant pause.
Silence is golden.
Life's been good to me so far.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Me too.
If you're on BBS, and you're saying, where are they? I've been wondering that question for a long time.
Cracked out.
All is one anyway.
Spirits are really filled today everywhere around.
You know, we've got to do something different tonight because Terry is not feeling well. She threw up a couple hours ago, and she said, could we take off? Could I take off for the day? So she said to say hello to everybody. And,
okay.
Not left to her, Lynn.
I'll tell you what.
Well, we can do a healing for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going in the back room. I'll turn the speaker on, and everybody can say, get well, Terry, and then I'll cheer her up. But you know what? I think it's amazing. You know how people come and go, and some people love to talk and have the attention, but when it comes down to it, when we come to the place and we can be on this call and you really get what the Christ consciousness is. I get it anyway. And I think most of you are getting it. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. And it's kind of like, until you experience it, it's really hard to put it into words. Well, I think what I'm going to do tonight is I'll do a replay. But would you like to say your name and your city? Hello? Who was that?
But only if they want to.
Prudy, even you sound cheery tonight.
I do? Okay, good. Yeah, I'm kind of mellow.
Did you want me to, did you want some more hemp?
Yeah. Yes, it's did working. You? I take 6 times the dose.
6 times a day?
6 times at a, you know, if the dose is one dropper full, I take 6.
Okay.
Because the other strength works better, and this is 1/6 of it. So I just did my own, make my own up.
Okay. Now, I don't know.
But thank you.
I got to see how much more I have.
And okay. Any white cream, too. That's going down.
The white cream?
Days are numbered there. Yep.
And that's working as well.
Yeah, that works. That's good stuff.
Is
are you buying it
hemp?
Or making it?
The white cream?
Either of it. The hemp or the white cream.
I'm neither buying it nor or am I making it, okay?
Okay.
The white cream was sent to me as a couple samples from somebody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I can get more of it. It normally sells at $29. But he said, give it to some of your worst people. Let me know how it goes, you know?
$29 is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually very reasonable.
Nothing's not bad if it works, you know?
Yes.
Have you noticed anything from it? Have
me?
You used it? Yes, yes.
Me? No, I haven't used it.
Oh,
no.
I see. Okay. Well, what's the reputed number one benefits or something that being
It's pain reduction.
Oh.
That's the number one benefit.
Nice.
Would you, who could that late comer be? Would you like to say your name and your city?
This latecomer is Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Jane, you're usually timely. You know that?
Sometimes life gets in the way.
Yeah.
Right on, Jane.
Thank you.
Jane, we've decided we're going to do a special show tonight and interview you.
Oh, I'm not ready for that.
All right. Be that way. Okay. Actually, Terry's not feeling well tonight, and I'm going to do a replay. But before I do the replay, I'm just going in and have everybody say hello and tell Terry you love her. She'll appreciate it. She has been doing one bang up job.
That's for sure.
It's amazing.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Better to be amazing than in amazed. Terry?
It's pretty special.
Everybody feels really... Yeah.
Hello.
Now she can hear you.
Hello, Terry. Much love.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hang in there.
This is gradually feeling better.
Take your supplements.
And love is all you need.
She threw up.
Take your compliments too.
And with plenty of water. Drink plenty of water.
Stick to her stomach.
Drink plenty of water.
Ginger green water.
Good bacteria.
Okay.
Laugh.
We have been drinking Shingai water.
That's good.
And she...
Yeah. You know, let me tell you more about it when I'm selling it, okay?
When?
But is she going to be traveling or not?
Wait, Jennifer, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, for nausea, ginger tea, yogi tea makes a real natural product. It's very good for nausea. She stick to her stomach.
Yogi tea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? Ginger. The guy that invented that was down the block from me in L.A.
Oh, for heaven's sake. It's a good product. It really
did you know
work.
Yogi? Did you know Yogi Bhajan?
No. Did you?
Well, he lived a few blocks away from me in West L.A., and he had a yoga center two blocks away from me. I actually never met him, but I saw all the Sikhs walking up and down the block all the time, including Guru Simram, who made the yogi tea. Okay, let's get started. Did anyone come on that wants to say hello that didn't?
Yes, hi, this is Sarah from Chicago.
Who is that?
Hi, Sarah.
Is that Sarah in Chicago?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sarah.
I remember Sarah.
Hello.
So, Terry's not feeling well tonight, so I'm going to play a replay, and I don't usually play a replay, so I don't know what questions were asked on this Wednesday. It's from 2010, a long time ago, so here we go.
Welcome to everyone who is just checking in on our replay line. This is Wednesday, June 17th, and this is our call where we submit questions that to our sources that you've submitted to us.
Muted.
If you're listening to this and you'd like to submit a question, send it to questions@messageaday.net.
June 16th. And
June 16th. Oh, thank you. Okay. June 16th. So, we do ask a high percentage of the questions that come in, and sometimes I say I'm not going to do a certain kind of question, like for healings, but I ask
the recording has
anyway,
started.
Oftentimes, so don't hesitate to ask a question, because it's a great way to make it, not only get an answer to a question, but to make energetic connections with these guys that we're talking to. And over time, in watching how this works, it's that connection that is the most important aspect of the work we do, not the answers to questions. So as you pay attention to this line, as you read Message a Day, you're kind of getting an inundation of communications from these other realms. And just by participating in the intake of all this communication, you start to get a feeling for who they are, how they feel, and then you can learn to feel their presence. Now, an interesting thing I've noted, and I mean, probably most of you guys have noted this, but maybe you never thought of it, and that is that when we have a group energy, it's easier to feel them than when you're by yourself. And you can certainly feel them by yourself. It's certainly possible. But the nature of the group energy expands your hologram. So it's easier to go into a higher space so they can come in. I mean, I think this relates to what Jesus said. When two or more gathered, I am also present. But, you know, this whole idea of group holograms and energies in other dimensions was certainly beyond the vocabulary and understanding of people at that time. So that's the way it was said. But we're getting that experience here because when we come together on this line and create a group energy, then we create a platform or an energetic, we increase the size of our antenna, so to speak, for their frequencies to come in. And if you're listening for the first time, and this is new to you, then just go along. You don't have to believe anything. The one thing that I really emphasize is do not believe anything. Do not believe in your mind that we're talking to the Elohim. Do not believe anything. Be open to the possibility and be and feel the energies that come into your space. Now, who are these energies? Well, I can just say the way they explain it is that when we come together as a group and create a group energy, it's easy for them to find the group energy. And then each of us is connected to the group energy, so they can travel down that, and this is my way of saying it, they can travel down that energy and find you. And then when they find you, then you can feel an energy in your space. And it's a very loving, non-inflictive, non-invasive energy. And in fact, it just feels like you in a bigger way. And that in the idea that the whole universe is one being, and we here on Earth are on one of the remote outposts where one of the conditions of being on Earth is contracting yourself so that you are out of connection with all that is. Let me mute people so we don't hear how it hangs up on. The natural state here on Earth is to be out of connection with all that is, to feel like you're all alone, you're isolated, that there's nothing out there, and to go from that particular state to the state where you can be open to the energies of the world, all that is, the greater energies of the universe, is not easy to do. And you need most people, I won't say all people, but most people need a reference point so that when we establish on this line a reference point of that energy, then you can psychically tune into that reference point. And I say this over and over again, and I can't say it enough. As you open up to these higher energies or to the possibility of it, you must keep your intent really high. You must keep your heart really open, because by the nature of opening up to feeling these energies, you are also opening up to what we could call the negative in other dimensions. And if you compromise your intentions, in other words, if you look at this as a phenomena or, wow, I felt something, wow, isn't this neat, and you get your ego goes off on it, you will open yourself up to the negative. That's as simple as that. So you must keep your intent high. If you notice, whenever we call in the light, we call in a lot of protection for only the positive, for anything not of that nature to leave now. And repeat that to yourself as many times as you need to, so that you really clarify your own intent. And what is the difference between the negative and positive? Just very quickly, the negative attaches itself to your energy. It wants to control your energy. The positive shares your energy freely, but has no desire to control it. It just is a free-willing sharing of energy, coming together, separating. The negative doesn't want to let go of energy once it gets it. It wants to grasp it, hold it, enslave it. And so when you're opening your hologram into the higher energies, if you're not clear about your intention, the thing about the negative, because its nature is to grasp, hold, enslave, if you allow a negative energy into your space, it can be hard to get rid of. So that's why so many cautions are valuable to consider as we do this. So many cautions. This is not something to play with. This is real. And those of us who are doing this, Terry, myself, and Daphne, have all had experiences, direct experiences. I'm not speaking from what they've told me. I'm speaking from my own direct experience of this. And Daphne's, observing Daphne's experience. And Terry, to a lesser extent. Terry, to a lesser extent, because Terry has such a really high intent to serve that no matter what, she seems to always sidestep, in most cases, negative connections. But we've had to learn firsthand how this works. So I share this with great personal experience of knowing I'm correct. And on that note, we don't have that many questions tonight. So I thought I'd share a good story, and then I'll ask questions. It just happened to me today. I have a car mechanic here in Sedona who is really connected with my work. We met with a series of synchronicities and introduced, and I got to know him when he first opened his business, and he's come on the line quite a bit. And he's been telling me about his girlfriend, and who happens to be a channel, and that he wants me to meet her. We never have met. So this afternoon, I was in Ravenheart, which is a local coffee shop, and I'm standing in line, and this woman is in front of me, and I just look at her, and I said, and you spent a lot of time in monasteries. She had that look about her, that she was very spiritual and ancient. And she said, oh, yes, oh, yes. I said, what do you do now? She says, I'm a minister. And I said, you're an Elohim soul in this realm. And she said, how did you know that? I said, I bet not too many people come up to you and tell you that. I have learned, and some of you, if you keep paying attention to this, will start to recognize Elohim souls and Ra souls, wanderers in this realm, because they're both have very distinguishing characteristics. For example, Daphne, if you've seen her picture, would be a very old Elohim soul in this realm. I would be a Ra soul. I have a lot of the wisdom of this realm, and an Elohim soul doesn't have the wisdom, but they have the connection, usually. Usually that's the case. So, and I think Terry is a big mutt. Aren't you a mutt, Terry?
Yeah, I think that I've been adopted.
By the Elohim?
The Elohim and more the Elohim, though.
Yeah. Well, they were so delighted to have somebody that could pick up when Daphne would leave off, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's call in the light. Oh, I didn't finish the story. So finally the woman introduced herself to me, and I introduced myself to her, and it was my auto mechanic's girlfriend that he's been wanting us to meet for 6 months. And here we were. I'm accusing her of being an Elohim soul standing behind me in Ravenheart. So, in any case, let's call in the light and ask our questions for tonight. Now, when we call in the light, we're actually just invoking this group energy. And if you like the idea of feeling this energy, you definitely should be on the line on Sundays, because Sundays are dedicated to group energy, feeling it, using it, healing ourselves, healing the planet. And that's our Sunday 10 a.m. conference call. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy, a braiding, blending of our individual soul energies while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, operating in the law of one and the Christ of light, to join with us and create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything out of that nature must leave now. And we await our introduction from our sources.
We are here. We greet you today, June 16, 2010, Wednesday. That is, as we look at Earth, the time is the evening, and the zone is Pacific Standard Time, and focused to Terry Brown in Los Angeles, California. And we take a moment and we connect, as we are really always there with any light worker, anyone who wishes to connect and to share intention and space with a brother, sister in the other interdimensional realm that wishes to share space and to assist where asked. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. You know, we were talking about the negatives, and somebody submitted a question that wanted to know, is there negative in 4D? Are they more sophisticated? When we graduate this realm, will we still have to deal with them? And if so, will it be similar to how we are being challenged here in 3D by the negative?
Thank you. In the 4D, the negative is often very much more clear and focused about their negative intention and has a stronger, clearer intention. So it is more, we would say it is in a way more difficult to work with them, and it strengthens and tones the individual to be able to hold his or her own center so that one is not thrown off by this other negative intention, and the negative intentioned person will then respect a clear focus of an individual who has their own center and cannot be thrown off as the negative considerate weakness when they are able to take over another.
You know, an interesting question in this same vernacular is that if 4D, your fourth dimension, is related to the heart, and the heart seems to be related to the compassion, how is the negative in 4D?
Your question is, how can they move into the 4D?
Yes. In other words, 4D is related to the heart chakra, the area of the heart, as I understand it. And so if you're dealing with the heart, how can negative exist in that space?
It is a reversal wherein the individual has reversed his or her caring and love and has moved it as if it inverted or flipped over and is being expressed in the underside of the equation. These individuals do have a lot of passion and have previously had a lot of, this is true for some of these individuals, although not for all, have had a lot of caring and have given up due to experiences in the third dimension and have gotten into spaces wherein there are too many individual beings, entities, in too small a space. And they have not been able to express their true nature, and they have made this horrendous effort to cut through everything and to not be taken over and to win against all odds and to show that they can survive. They have a lot of reverse compassion, and underneath the negativity, there is a lot of angst and a lot of shoving their care and their open heart under the rug. So in a way, they are open-hearted in a very reversed way. They are backwards, and they have determined that by being put in a position at some point or other where there is too many entities in too small a space and they cannot express their own individuality, they have decided to cut through it all and to just laser in their intentions, which in the fourth dimension they are able to do more easily. However, they cannot move up into other dimensions, as higher dimensions like the sixth. They might get into the fifth, but they can't really get into the sixth without having incredible isolation and incredible trouble, because the people that get up to the sixth are centered, and there is no relationship with someone that wishes to take over and to own another space.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember asking Carla Ruckert about negative in 4D, and she said, she told me from her conscious mind, well, the negative in 4D just has an open heart in self-love, which is kind of what you said, reversal. So
yes. They have decided that they are going to make it against all odds, and they feel that there is a tremendous effort needed to be able to make it within their own self.
Mm-hmm. Now, on 4D, at least if you're in 4D, according to some of the stuff that David Wilcock was saying, you experience things like telekinesis, you experience a lot of phenomena that is not in 3D. Is that true for both the positive and the negative? They both experience that kind of phenomena?
Yes, except the individual that is service to self has a blinder on in his two-way, what do they call it, interactive relationship with others, and therefore is limited by the range of expression and the ability to attain fulfillment, as they are cutting out a large amount of the spectrums that are available to them in the fourth dimension or the fourth density. And as such, they are, and they will eventually see their own self as being limited. And this is one of the things that will cause their facade to break down and them to reevaluate.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. In terms of size in the physical universes, our physical universe, are our sources very big, very small, or both? And what's the best way to visualize them to make connections?
The best way to visualize us is to grasp the frequency wherein we resonate. We are neither big nor small, and we have the ability to become either big or huge or very small, as we are very mobile and liquid and able to change.
Thank you. Love is a word that is used a lot, both by humans and by you who are speaking to us from other realms. Could you explain what you mean by love? Is it a vibration? Is it what fills empty space? How does it do what it does so powerfully?
It is an orientation of an intelligence that is expressed as a vibration. As it comes into manifestation, it appears as a vibration, although it, in its pre-vibration stage, does not need to radiate. It can merely hold in place as an allowance among all, or to open to all, an allowance for the existence of other intelligences and other manifestations other than its own. It's like a nurturing mother that loves its children. Her children.
Thank you. Does love exist is part of the quantum field, or does it exist as a result of intentions by the intelligences in the field?
It is a part of all that is, and is the basis and the whoop and the wharf that has allowed everything to be developed and to manifest.
Thank you. Could you share where the entity Jesus is right now?
Jesus has a consciousness that is sharing space with a Christ consciousness, which is located as a band in Virago. The Christ consciousness has a diffuse energy that can liquefy substances within individual fields and allow a person to move through difficulty and to move on. Jesus also has a shared space with we wish to say, and though we may not be ready to say, he has a body where he has some localized focus within this body. Jesus has a nonlinear consciousness that allows him to be present with all at the same time. And his consciousness is different than an ordinary localized consciousness of the normal individual in the earth plane at this time.
Did I hear you say that Jesus was partially in a body on the earth plane? Did you say that?
He has localized, partially localized himself within a body at this time in the earth plane as he gathers or more experience in the fulfilling of his mission, which he considered incomplete after his experience in Galilee.
Is there the chance that he will be publicly recognized in that body?
It is not his wish to be publicly recognized. He wishes to maintain a vigilant post within the third density as he realizes that there may be help needed in the grounding of the love light within the third density on earth at this time, and he keeps a vigil.
If he's not publicly recognized, are there a few people that are alive that recognize him and know that who he is?
There are a few people that recognize his qualities as being those of Jesus. However, and they very dearly respect him. We do not see that he is in America or Europe, but in mountains in we do not have the name of the country, but it is in a part of Asia.
Thank you. I guess we better not say, because we'll be sending out legions looking for us.
He does not wish at this time. It is more like he has taken a position to keep one eye open, like a sleeping man keeps one eye open to see what is happening. It is his contribution to grounding love light energy in the world at this time, and he has his the rest of his mission in working with the individuals who ask for his presence, and this grounding within this one individual helps him to stabilize and balance this unique vigilance position and contribution position that he has taken on as his mission at this time.
Is the physical body aware that it was Jesus in its conscious mind?
We are giving information this individual does not wish to be given. And
okay. So we'll discontinue our questions on this. Thank you so much. A person asked a question about sacred geometry and synchronicity, and he wanted to know, is it valuable to read books about these things, and does that help attune one into the experience of them?
Sacred geometry and what?
Synchronicity.
Give us a moment. The reading of books can always increase knowledge and open up areas that you then can explore upon your own. Synchronicities do not need a book to fall into and to be experienced. However, one can use mind, dreaming, mock-up, that is to make in your mind a model or to write down on a piece of paper. For instance, if you wanted to live and to own a house, then to write down, to look through magazines, to find the type of a house that you would want, and to put that picture on your wall so that as you walk by it, you'd say, you get a good feeling, yeah, that's kind of a house I would like. And to then picture in your mind having such a house, living in such a house. This is making the house more real. It is putting the vibration of that house that you will eventually own into your mind. And like an attraction, then you will begin to notice houses for sale that are of that similar thing and attract synchronicities concerning such houses to yourself. It is a matching ability to match what you have in your mind, and you notice more what you have in your mind and are looking at in your mind, you notice in the real world. When you look around, you're more attuned to that thing that's in your mind. And when you look around, you notice those particular things more. And this is why when you get a negative thought, it works the same way and can attract negative synchronicities. So with the positive synchronicity with a house, you are more aware of what you were looking for. And when you look around, then you will notice it more easily and you will create synchronicities through yourself. Now, reading a book on geometries, it can open up, depending upon the book, can open up areas that you can explore as geometries are involved in the basic building blocks within the mind and the psyche. So it depends upon what book you may be reading.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We have a question from someone about special days. Occasionally, there's other people that say a certain date is a special day. Sometimes Daphne will give a date and say it's a special day. And we know that as we get closer to December 2012, it's not a steady flow, but it's my understanding that there's ups and downs. It's like you get jolts of real highs, and then it goes down a little bit, and then it goes up a little bit, and then down a little bit. And so the person had said that